spirit living. Are you living in your soul or your spirit? Most of us are so accustomed to living from our souls that when we get born again, we really don't change. We keep living from our souls while using a spiritual vocabulary. Our feelings and emotions continue to dominate us, and then we wonder why we aren't seeing the promises of God come to pass in our lives. How can you tell if you're living from your soul? You're motivated by feelings of sadness, anger, bitterness, fear, depression, grief, etc., are normal and expected. You evaluate your day based on feelings. You pray or read the Word only if you feel like it. You grow weary easily. Your prayer life, if you pray, is motivated by emotions. You only pray out of fear, grief, sympathy, or sorrow. Prayer is based on an emotional reaction rather than a spiritual vision. You allow your senses to evaluate your spiritual growth and the blessings of God. You only believe what you see and feel. You allow your body to tell you if you are healed or not. The Word of God is not the final authority. Faith depends upon the seen, not the unseen. Living from the Spirit is a different dimension of life. You're motivated by the Word. You believe what is written over what you feel. You choose to be thankful, joyful, and positive. You evaluate your day based on the seed you have sown into others. You even offer up the sacrifice of praise if need be. You refuse to let your emotions distract you from the truth. Your prayer life is motivated by a vision of victory, the promises of God, and love. You allow God to show you the victory before you pray. Prayer is cooperating with the will of God, not begging and complaining, not fearful wishing. You choose to stand firm on the Word and ignore negative reports. Revelation is more important than information. You expect God's Word to set the course of your life. You evaluate your life based upon a vision of God's promises and blessings working for you. You have a positive outlook based upon the Word of God rather than temporary emotions and circumstances. You know that you are more than an overcomer, and abundant life is yours by faith. Life in the Spirit is available to all. Will you choose it? This message was written by Barry Bennett.